from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what happened yesterday, a year ago?
No.
366 days ago.
Shout out leap year.
That's a great question.
Thank you. 366 days ago, we sat here. You and I sat here. It happened during our show.
Mm.
And in fact, I remember sort of predicting it at about 2:30, and then it happened at 4:30. The Niners were about to play the Chargers in a preseason game on a Friday night. It's 366 days ago. Does everybody remember what happened? What happened about 2 hours before the Niners kicked off with the Chargers? Yeah, I know some of you are raising your hands out there. I see you.
Trade him!
That's right. Trade Lance. 366 days ago, we sat here. Trey Lance got traded. Kyle Shanahan was accused of maybe like only liking white players or whatever the hell was going on. So we got controversy flying everywhere. The idiotic Niners trade away their number 3 overall pick for a guy whose arm is hanging from his body. Oh, and Nick Bosa was an incredibly high-profile holdout, and we were just a couple of weeks away from his mom coming on the show to explain the largest omelet that any of us had ever seen in our lives. It was all very dramatic and uncomfortable. Negatives surrounding camp as games were about to begin. Very uncomfortable. Trading the number 3 overall pick 2 years after it happens, right before the season starts, putting all your eggs in the basket of a torn UCL, and Nick Bosa nowhere to be seen or heard at all. How'd it work out?
Worked out pretty well, Mark, especially after what we saw this weekend from the aforementioned Trey Lance. Pick, 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 pick.
Holy crap.
5 picks, and if you look at all 5 of the picks, now, interceptions are like children. You don't dislike any of them any more than the other.
Well, is that true?
It's not true.
Oh, no, you get a tip ball. I love a tip ball a little bit more than I just threw into double coverage.
He had one in the red zone from about the 8-yard line that was a straight-up telegraphed, as my friend Jean-Marc used to say. He's from France. He didn't really get the translation. It was a telephone pass. It was telegraphed. He would say it was a telephone pass.
Mr. Telephone Pass.
He threw it right to the Charger defender.
Yes.
He had one tipped. He had one that he was going. It was a Chris Berman interception where he was going back. And he threw it off his back foot up for no one. Well, and then he had the Desperacito one with 7 seconds left to go. That one, okay, fine.
Okay, whatever. And he had the
throw it, and you know, and the game's going to end.
He had the run. The run was incredible. He showed some leg talent in this game that we never saw. with the 49ers.
He had the runs that were impressive.
Partially because he went around the outside. He didn't go up the middle where Kyle Shanahan was trying to hurt him for 2 years.
No doubt.
Anyway, point is this. A couple football people I respect were saying over the weekend, they're like, watch this Trey Lance play. This is why you don't give up on him. And it was the run, and there's a couple other things out there. And they're like, look, you know, he still played relatively little amount of football considering where he is and who he is. Didn't have a lot of football in college. Hasn't had a lot of football in the pros. So you got to live with things like this. And I'm getting all these points, and I go, okay, granted. And maybe he still will. Maybe he'll figure it out. But I go, it's not like he threw two picks.
Or three. Or even four.
He threw five.
Number five.
That's a lot of picks.
That's a lot, yeah.
And then I go, oh, by the way, those Chargers running around making those picks? Not starters.
No.
Not starters.
Not even second stringers by the end of the game. Thirds.
I was like, oh, God, that's a lot of interceptions.
Yeah.
They're like, well, he played the whole game. I'm like, right, quarterbacks do that sometimes. But the whole game? You're expected to throw fewer than five. Brock threw fewer than five on Christmas.
No doubt. And Only because he got pulled. He didn't play the full game.
That's a fair point.
He only played about 2.5 quarters.
Oh, my God.
He got the hook.
Five?
It was rough.
He had 11 the whole year last year.
Yeah, Brock did, Brock not Purdy. Trey.
Yeah.
Trey had fewer than 11.
Right.
The fact that it's been a year, it feels like forever ago that Trey Lance was a 49er.
It does.
Right? It feels like more than a year ago.
A year ago yesterday.
Yeah, it's wild.
So I don't say that to downplay whatever's happening now. It's super frustrating, and I'm out on Brandon Ayuk. This whole thing's done as far as I'm concerned. If the Niners want to move on from him, I get it. But I still think the Niners are fine. I still think they're fine. Frustrating camp, grant you. They're still tied for first place. Still have the best.
Plenty of time.
Still have the best roster.
Yeah, they're in a four-way tie for first and four-way tie for last. So a lot of things are going to happen even between now and cut down day, which is tomorrow. And I wonder if there isn't a trade or two that they make between now and then, because they have players that they're going to cut that I think other teams will want. So if you take Elijah Mitchell, for example, if he's going to be your third running back, and you want to keep Isaac Garendo, so Garendo becomes your third running back, and maybe Elijah Mitchell's the odd man out. They already cut Matt Breida today.
Yep.
Is there a team that would want the preferential landing spot for Elijah Mitchell?
I don't know.
You give the Niners a seventh or a sixth, and you pick up Mitchell. That way, if you just send him out there into the street, then it becomes, you know, a thing where he has his pick of destinations, and Robbie Chosen's another one. Is he going to make this team? And if not, is there another team out there that might want his services?
I got a hard time believing the Niners are going to get much for those players. Like, I think you're selecting the right names.
You don't have to get much.
Well, I mean, Robbie Chosen was sitting there available to everybody as of, you know, 13 days ago. Whole mm-hmm. world could have him, and nobody did. And Eli Mitchell, I think, is a talented player, but those injuries just keep coming. And when a running back's body starts to break, I don't know that I would give up a draft pick for Eli Mitchell. I would dare the 49ers to keep him if I wanted Eli Mitchell. Because do you see this team moving away from, first of all, J.P. Mason's going to be your backup.
Yeah.
And Garendo, they've seen very little of him, but they used a good-sized pick on him, and when they see him, they like him. He looks good.
Yeah, he's going to make the team.
Yeah.
And he's not going to, you're not going to cut him and hope he clears waivers on your practice squad, because I don't think that he will. A guy at that weight who runs a 4.3, 3.40, the only other player north of 220 pounds to run a 40 that fast at the combine, DK Metcalf.
Oh boy.
So you're talking about that level of heft and athleticism in just a speed quotient.
That's interesting.
So that's pretty elite company, because I think Garendo was 220 pounds at the combine. He ran that 4.33. So you're going to keep him. He's a bowling ball, but he's a fast bowling ball. I don't think you're going to want to let him go.
Shanahan talked about Garendo on his conference call yesterday.
I thought he did a real good job, especially since it was the first day he had shoulder pads on since the Senior Bowl. You know, he got hurt our first day of practice, and then the two practices we had before the Raiders week, you know, were unpadded practices. So for him to go that long without putting pads on, I really liked how he ran. He tried to break tackles, never eased up on contact, tried to run through it, hit the holes well, and had a real good first game.
And also answering the point that you just made, Kyle was asked, is there trade talk going on right now with cut down day looming?
Yeah, there's always talk now. I mean, guys are always everywhere calling, and you know, they do that usually a week before the final preseason game, but you never know really how real anyone is here until usually tomorrow. Not as much today. I think although the last games I think were finished yesterday, but you know, everyone tries to figure it out and want to know whether who you're keeping, who they can get, if they're going to be cut, who they can trade for, and but there's a lot of talk. Nothing comes real until most likely tomorrow, sometimes the morning of.
By the way, tomorrow is today. These comments were made yesterday.
Gotcha.
So tomorrow is today, and morning of would be referring to tomorrow, because tomorrow is the morning of cut down day, and we're getting late in the game. It's almost 3:45 here. And a lot of the teams you'd be talking to, it's 6:45 where they are. So doesn't mean something couldn't break here real soon. We've only seen about five or six names come through so far as who the 49ers are letting go. You mentioned as far as the running back position, that's Matt Breida at this point. So I'm sure that those, especially with practice now complete, I'm sure those phone lines are burning up right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.